Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb with...
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and then one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim Berry is our guest, our good friend, 17 and a half year member of our Brain Trust, founder of Palo Alto Software, and their outstanding newest product is called Live Plan. I encourage you to check that out, and of course you can find Tim at timberry.com, right, Tim?
Yes, thank you for that, timberry.com.
All your stuff there, the blog and everything. Folks, I promise you, if you start following Tim Berry, you will thank me later. Tim, we're talking about owning your numbers. We're talking about one of the things I want you to tell us is, what do we, if we own the numbers, what are the numbers that we need to own? What are the most important ones?
Yeah, because you mentioned in your example there that, well, they had one thing or the next. And we profit and loss is the way most of us think. Mm-hmm. And what most of us deal with, but it isn't enough. First of all, you need to understand that if you sell business to business, you've got to follow that flow between delivering the product or service along with an invoice and getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
It's called accounts receivable.
Mm-hmm.
It's called sales on account.
Mm-hmm.
And that's number one for the business-to-business people. You can't just track profits. You can't just track sales and expenses. You have to track how long you wait to get paid.
You can be awash in profits and still go out of business.
Yes, it's absolutely, because you've got this other thing that on your profits, it's called sales, and sales are there, but you don't have the money. So,
and until you collect it, all you've done is be a bank.
Well, until you collect it, every dollar that's in your, we call them accounts receivable, it's the, mm-hmm. the sums of money that you're waiting to get paid on. It looks like you have the money in your profit and loss, but you don't,
mm-hmm.
because it's in accounts receivable. So that's one, if you're business to business. And then another one, if you're a company that deals with products, physical products, then you have to be very careful about inventory, because inventory is another place that your money can hide. And it doesn't show up on the profit and loss. We all have the tendency to watch the profit and loss.
Mm-hmm.
But with inventory, you may have lots and lots of money sitting around, not showing up on your profit. It's sitting in inventory, and it might be there forever. You don't have that money to spend, and it doesn't show up on your profits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number two. Number three, what we call accounts payable, most businesses, vast majority, wait before they pay their bills. It's the converse of the accounts receivable in point one. That's another thing that doesn't show up in your profit and loss, because
mm-hmm.
you may be banking on your customers. And this, by the way, is a good thing. This helps cash flow, holding your money and paying it 30 or 45
mm-hmm.
days later.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number three. Number four is repaying debts. That doesn't show up either, and
mm-hmm.
that can kill your cash flow, your debt burden. Can be money that you need to have, but doesn't show up on profit and loss.
Mm-hmm.
Interest expenses do.
But it does. But debt service does show up in the form of strengthening your business.
Yes.
Because every piece of debt service that's besides the interest shows up on your P&L, but the debt service part of that becomes part of the equity in your business.
Yeah. And can kill your cash flow, and is also, all five of these things are potentially hidden because you don't see it if you just look at the profit and loss.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the fifth, by the way, is assets that you need to buy. that doesn't show up. If you have a business that requires that you buy inventory is a special case that I already mentioned, but other things, if you're having to replenish the vehicles and if you have to be buying new equipment or things like that, mm-hmm. that doesn't show up. So those are five things that you spend money on that don't show up in profit and loss. And I highlight those five because Western world, we tend to think in profits. So if my sales is more than my costs and expenses, I'm doing okay. But as you said, Jim, you can actually be awash in profits, and mm-hmm. that's awash, one word, meaning a lot of them, mm-hmm. and not have cash to pay your bills. You
and
can
still
go under with
and still go to business. Let's review those five. Accounts receivable.
Yes, and then inventory.
Inventory.
And then accounts payable, which right. is pretty much a good thing.
Right.
And then debt service.
Debt service.
And then needing to buy assets.
Mm-hmm.
All five are a lot of money, and they don't show up in profit and loss.
Mm-hmm. And it's money that goes out of your business. It's cash that some of it is cash that leaves your business, and it may show that that you got stuff. You may be walking around. You know, if you're walking around your business and your warehouse looks beautiful because it's stocked to the rafters of stuff that you paid for, and your P&L looks great because you got all these sales on the top line. People love you. They want to buy from you. And then the next day your bank calls and says, hey, you're out of money. And you say, well, I can't be out of money. I got a $25,000 payroll to make today.
Yeah, well, and I'm profitable.
Yeah, look here, I'm profitable.
But
it's not going to work. Hold on. Hey, Tim, hold on that thought. I got to take a quick break. Folks, we've talked about this many times before. If you don't own your numbers, it's not just about failing. You can succeed yourself out of business. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.